One, two, one, two.
There's a whiskey on my back, and the sheriff is on my track. I'm gonna make it to the woods if I can. I'll take your word to go my bail rather than to go to the county jail. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you can, if you can. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you wanna have to leave home, y'all just sit with a bottle of corn. You got to make it to the woods if you can. You may think they're doing you wrong, but they'll send you to the county farm. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you can, Lord, if you can. You better make it to the woods. Stop you in the road. You'll have to make it to the woods if you can. And it's a real surprising thing when you hear that 44 ring. You better make it to the woods if you can. Well, if you can, Lord, if you can. Well, you better make it. State went dry, the bootleggers have to stand shy. They got to keep out the way of the sheriff if they can. If they can, Lord, Lord, if they can. They got to keep out the way of the sheriff if they can. If they can, they gon' keep out the way of the sheriff. If they can.
So that was Jim Burns from his Everywhere West album. We listened to Hot as a Pistol, Yield Not to Temptation, and Bootleggers Blues. So, hey, most of you might know Jim Burns as the actor Jim Burns, but he claims his first love is the blues. Jim Burns was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and yes, folks, that is blues country. He grew up, actually, on the city's north side, and one of the neighborhood bars had, like, had a Tina Turner-like house band, and as a teenager going to music clubs, he and his buddy were often actually the only white people in the place. He said, we never had any problems. We were too naive and had too much respect for the music and culture. And they knew it, and they could tell. So he started drifting around, and eventually, in the mid-70s, he wound up in Vancouver. And he started working odd jobs and playing music. And in 1981, he put together a band that became a staple of the local music scene. And he's been playing ever since. So thank you very much, Jim Burns. So next we are going to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to listen to Gracie Horse.
Me you. From the light of his words that's in there.
That was the L.A. Punch Country band Gracie Horse with front singer and nurse Gracie. We listened to Hollowhead, By the Light of His White Stetson, and Back Up Slowly. My name is Michelle, and you have been listening to this hour of Open Mic. I'm going to be wrapping up the show with some Casey and Clayton, from their album Plastic Bouquet. But please make sure you stay tuned after this for the next hour of Open Mic. But as we wrap up the show with their album Plastic Bouquet, it's actually a debut collaborative album between Saskatoon's duo Casey and Clayton and New Zealand singer and songwriter Marlon Williams. It seems that they've found some common ground between a lifelong shared passion for Western country, folk, and troubadour traditions. And if we have a little bit of time after that, we'll get into some Mighty Poplar with their Kicking Up the Devil on a Holiday. Thank you and have a great day.
Ooh. More fun.